Thank you. got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Yusuf Days. The album's called Black Classical Music, and we're going to check into the title track. Then Andreas Toffmark. The album's called Lagar. We'll check into the track Chimney Lullaby. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
Next is the Moore McCall Jazz Society. The album's called Up and Gone, and we'll check into the track A Song for Vince. Let's dig in. Say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. You might be surprised to learn that many birds have a sense of smell. And the odors that birds make can act as mating signals for some species. The source for many of these scents, says biologist Daniel Whitaker, are the microbes that live in birds' preen oil, which they use to keep their feathers in good condition.
And it turns out that the uropygial gland, which is the gland that secretes preen oil, is home to a really diverse community of bacteria. And a lot of those bacteria are odor-producing.
So, when birds rub preen oil into their feathers, they're also spreading fragrant, beneficial bacteria. For birds such as dark-eyed juncos, the pungent odors can help attract potential mates. Danielle and other scientists are studying how the genes that regulate birds' immune systems might help control these microbes.
So there's some really interesting work going on about immune system genes, like the major histocompatibility complex, which is involved in regulating parasites and bacteria that come into the body. It's thought that that gene complex will affect the bacteria you carry, which will affect your scent. So I feel like this has the potential to be this unifying set of information to help us understand how we get from animals' immune system to the bacteria they carry to the scent to how they attract other individuals.
Learn more in Daniel Whitaker's book, The Secret Perfume of Birds, Uncovering the Science of Avian Scent. Find a link on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Connor Guerin.